the studios at Boise State Public Radio. I'm Gemma Gaudette. You know, for many, travel over the last few years has been limited. However, this weekend, you're going to have the chance to visit 15 international cultures, all without having to leave Boise. Starting on Friday, the World Village Festival is back for 3 days of music, dancing, food, arts, culture, and it's celebrating the Treasure Valley's diverse and growing community. And here's the thing, you can do all of this and ditch the airline fees. Joining us today to talk more about the International Festival are co-founders Dayo Ayoela and Donna Kowaleski. I want to welcome both of you to the program.
Thank you. We're excited to be here.
Thank you for having us.
Well, it's great to have you here. Donna, for listeners who aren't familiar with this annual festival, can you tell us a little bit about it and some of the activities that are planned?
Yeah, so we're essentially going into our sixth year of using this as a standard festival.
Mm-hmm. Did we lose Donna? I can't hear her.
I'm sorry, we had some background noise going on the line here. So I wanted to just make sure that we're all able to hear each other.
Yes, we can.
Thank you. Okay. We've put together the festival. It's been delivered 5 years as a standalone festival. And of course, we had a break of a couple of years, like everyone has. And we're really excited to get it going again this year for our sixth annual World Village Festival event. Really, our goal is to bring people together across ethnic and cultural and generational barriers and create opportunities to get to know people who have very rich traditions and cultural heritage and to learn about each other. It's ultimately our goal. And we do that through the platform of the arts, meaning music, dance, storytelling, food and fashion, and all of the things that connect us as humans and give us the chance to really kind of show what we're about and a little bit about where we've come from.
And Dayo, my understanding is that the festival is hosted by a nonprofit organization that you co-founded. So tell us about the mission of Global Lounge.
Yes, thank you so much. Global Lounge is pretty much, you know, was set up to preserve culture, share, and also educate. And pretty much, like Donna said, we do everything through the arts and and music. So the organization was founded in 2006. And we were kind of like slowly moving along for a while until when Donna Kowaleski came on board and things just took off from there. Mm-hmm. And then we worked with the international communities and the host communities as well. So pretty much what we do is bring people together and share culture and educate each other about one another.
And Dayo, the Global Lounge, you first founded this back in 2006. So that's, 16 years ago. How have you seen the Valley change in terms of different cultures, diversity? And with that said, do you see an increase in inclusivity or is there a backlash going on?
Well, that's a great question. Mm-hmm. When it was first started, I guess it was around the time I moved to Idaho myself, and I believe things were pretty monocultural at that point a lot. But to tell you the truth, over the years it has changed. Inclusivity has improved, but at the same time there's been backlash, which we all witnessed in the past few years. But we're hoping that, again, we can move the pendulum back in the right direction.
Yeah, and with that said, the celebration really celebrates 15 different cultures. And Donna, how important is it that the festival shares these diverse cultures, in particular with what Dayo said, is that there is a backlash. We've all seen it from a national level, but we've also seen it here in our own state. When we look at just diversity in general.
Yeah, that's so true. And I think that what we feel is especially valuable about having an experience where everybody does get to come together and experience something similar, let's just say music, but delivered from such a variety of perspectives, creates the living example of the power of diversity, whether it's solving problems as a community, in a work environment, in schools. We hope that demonstrating that diversity coming together through the arts is just an example of the ability that we have as people to bring our unique perspectives to the table, no matter what we're doing within the community. And Idaho has been such a quickly growing state. You know, as you know, we're one of the resettlement states. So we have a lot of new arrivals who don't have a lot of experience, maybe with the range of diversity that we have. And our indigent community may not have a lot of experience with people coming from different parts of the world. So for us, it's just a really great opportunity to introduce people to one another and to share in a really uplifting, really positive experience. And hopefully to lend a little confidence to those who maybe didn't have a full understanding or much of an introduction, and spark that curiosity that kind of keeps things growing out in their own corners of our state.
You know, Dale, I think a lot of times, you know, the lack of inclusivity comes from fear, right? Fear of not understanding or not knowing. And I know this might seem simple,
right,
but my parents used to always say to me that it was like, well, if we were all the same, wouldn't life be boring? And I mean, so festivals like this, along with Global Lounge, I mean, do you think that by showing these different cultures that we can all see our differences, but yet we're human beings, so we all have similarities?
That's correct. Yes, yes, totally. I think, you know, this is the way of showing that we have so much more in common than actually what divides us, because or, you know, makes us different from each other. Because again, this is a safe place where, you know, the way it's created, it's like you're there experiencing another culture, either through the performances, through the music or food, without actually knowing that you're actually engaging in something that's very, very unique. And I think, you know, the way, you know, this is set up is that, you know, it's got every, I mean, we're talking about both Western culture and, you know, Central, you know, I mean, talking about the South American, you know, and African and everything that's going to be there. So we're all there to pretty much celebrate each other.
Well, I want to thank both of you for coming on the program and talking more about this. We've been talking with the co-founder of the World Village Festival, Dayo Ayoela and Donna Kovaleski. The festival starts this Friday. It will be at Cecil D. Andrews Park in downtown Boise. That's right across from the State House. I want to thank both of you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gemma. It's a pleasure to be with you. And we look forward to seeing everyone at the festival who can make it.
That's right. Thank you so much. Thanks for having us.